Well, here we are, and it is midway through November. We're midway through our focus on the power of gratitude, and Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks away. And so often on that officially designated day of giving thanks, many of us traditionally take a moment while we're sitting around the table with family and friends to share with each other, to say out loud to each other what we're grateful for that year. And with all that's going on in the world, all that's going on here in our country, Thanksgiving Day may be celebrated in a different way this year. But however we do it, whether we're with people or we're alone, let us take a moment to feel grateful for all that we have learned about ourselves and life from this extraordinary year, and perhaps begin with being thankful that we're still here to review the year. I mean, this year has challenged so many of us to remain grateful in our life, to be filled with happiness and hopefulness, with peace of mind and grace. Under circumstances that haven't occurred in the world before, at least not in our lifetime. I mean, many of those cherished things that in the past we would have easily been grateful for or maybe even taken for granted seem to have been temporarily locked away from us and unavailable to us. But in such a year, perhaps we're able to see that gratitude is a choice that we can make. Gratitude for our life, gratitude for all life, is a choice that we can make under all circumstances. We might even discover the power and freedom that comes with our ability to choose to be thankful for our life for no other reason except we want to be thankful for it. Gratitude is a powerful energy, and like all the creative energies of the universe, it multiplies as we use it, as we feel it, as we experience it. Imam Ali, who was the cousin of Muhammad, wrote, "Continue being grateful, and the blessing upon you continues." The more gratitude we feel, the more grateful we are on a regular basis, and the more grateful we habitually are, the more to be grateful for in our life comes into our awareness and our experiences. In other words, the more blessed we feel, the more our blessings continue. Now, at the beginning of this month, many of us decided to use our focus on gratitude to start a gratitude journal to help us to become more aware of our blessings and to celebrate them on a daily basis. And we decided that, for at least this month, that we would enter at least three things each day in our journal that caused us to be grateful we're alive. the poet Mary Oliver in her poem, Instructions for Living a Life, wrote, pay attention, be astonished, tell about it. And so if we've been making entries in our gratitude journal every day, telling ourselves how astonishingly wonderful life is, it's likely that we've been sharing how we're feeling and what we're becoming aware of with those around us. We might be irritating a few people too. And it's likely that we're noticing that our entries in our journal are increasing. The number or the extent that we write about our blessings, because the more we pay attention, the more aware we become of all of the things in this life that are good and beautiful and precious and worthy of celebration. And with that awareness, the powerful energy of our gratitude calls to us more experiences to surprise and delight us. Because we're just open, and they're just there to be seen. It's been said when gratitude becomes an essential foundation in our lives, miracles start to appear everywhere. Now, as spiritual vibrational beings of love, even while we're having this human experience, living in a spiritual vibrational universe of love, even while we're having this human experience, miracles are intended to be natural for us. Constant, consistent phenomena in this human experience. Miracles only seem supernatural or occasional or not occurring at all when we feel separate from the miracle maker, from that high creative vibration of universal love that always creates for us anything our heart desires. I read this just the other day and I love it. It said, you are filled with sunshine and magic. Play big. The universe has your back. The powerful source energy of love in which we live always says yes to us. And all that's required of us to experience everyday miracles is to believe that's true. Of course, miracles tells us miracles are natural. When they do not occur, something has gone wrong. Well, usually what's gone wrong is that we're spending our creative energy and our lack of appreciation focusing on the things that seem to have already gone wrong in our life and in the world. We look at what we don't like that's already happened and we wait, complaining and ungrateful for something to change outside of us in the world, or for some supernatural intervention from beyond the world that will override our ingratitude and give us something to be grateful for. We want to believe that we are one with God and one with each other and one with a life that is beautiful. But without unconditional gratitude, without gratitude that depends on nothing but our choice to feel it, we're not able to experience our connection with the oneness that would allow us to live the joyously free life that all of us want to live. free from pain and suffering and sorrow, free from conflict with others, and free from financial lack or any other lack in our life. Gratitude opens our heart so that we feel our oneness with the powerful source of goodness within us and our connection with the goodness around us, so that we're able to experience miracles that are natural to us. When ingratitude becomes an essential foundation for our life, miracles can't appear to us. The prolific writer Ananias Nin wrote, "We don't see things as they are, we see them as we are." Gratitude as a way of being in the world, gratitude as a way of living in the world, causes us to see the beauty within us and the beauty around us that is overlooked if we're walking through this world not grateful we're alive. Lack of appreciation for our life and our constant complaints of the way our life should be, but it isn't, puts a barrier between what we want and what we get. Because our heart and our mind aren't open to receiving. Being grateful ahead of time. Gratitude in advance before we can actually physically see and hear and taste and smell and touch the very thing that we desire to manifest in our life, to take form in our life, is a powerful receptive energy that gives miracles access to our minds so that we are able to see them and experience them in our physical life. That's why Jesus, or Joshua, always said in his miraculous healing prayers that never failed to manifest, he began his prayers with these words, "Father, I am grateful that you always hear me." If we're waiting to see a miracle first before we believe that God hears us as proof that God hears us, then we're missing the point of faith and trust, and we are forfeiting the healing power that is available to us when we claim our oneness with God. If we're waiting for a supernatural occurrence beyond our own mindset of resistance, then we are ignoring the law of attraction that tells us, as Jesus told us, "It's done unto us as we believe," and we can't hear that enough because it's important for us to remember. Or as Ernest Holmes suggested, act as though it were and it shall be. Let it be and it will be. Gratitude is that powerful vibration within us that is the proof of what we believe to be true. It's pre-approves miracles. It's a thank you, Father, that you always hear me as we wait patiently, filled with happy trust and gratitude in advance for the answer that's always answered in the affirmative to take place in the physical. When we're ungrateful because we haven't seen yet whatever it is we're waiting to see so we can feel grateful for it, We're not acting as though it were. We're reacting as if it weren't. And if we believe it's not, it won't be for us. It can't be for us. We see what we believe. We can wait with our arms crossed, tapping our toes, for proof before we say thank you. But what's done for us is done according to what we've believed prior to its appearance. We got to believe it before we see it and believe it's true. Now, we all feel unhappy sometimes. We all think unjoyful thoughts sometimes. But it's only when we make those thoughts and feelings a lifestyle choice that something goes wrong. I mean, we can continue with the negative energy that our ungrateful thoughts emit and the low energy that such thoughts create in our body, and we can continue to reap what our ingratitude sows, and no one's going to stop us. But if we want everyday miracles to flow into our life, we might want to choose to look around us as though it were true that something astounding to be grateful for is right there with us. And if we don't see something right away, just being thankful that we are still breathing is a good start that will open our hearts. In the way of the heart, we read, in the silent temple of your heart, you make a simple choice. In this moment, I am going to discover what it means to teach only love. It might be a simple smile. It might be to let your eyes gaze at the beauty of a flower and say, ah, it is very good. It might be to eat your breakfast and actually be there while you're eating it rather than letting your mind run off to the office or letting your mind run off to all the reasons why you feel ungrateful. Gratitude allows whatever we desire, whatever we want to receive, to come to us as the universe matches our high spiritual expectations and our moment-to-moment appreciations perfectly with physical manifestation. It works every time. It's the law. Now, in the book of Proverbs, we read, a happy heart is good medicine, and a joyful mind causes healing. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. Yikes. No wonder it's been said, being in love with life is the key to eternal youth. If it seems that we experience one physical challenge after another, and our bones feel a little brittle or non-flexible, and we'd like to live with more health and well-being, happier relationships, financial freedom, a happy heart is highly recommended. A happy heart causes us to feel alive at any age. Happiness is an elixir that gives us a sense that everything's okay. That no matter what may be going on in our physical body or in any situation around us, that healing is on its way. A happy heart can beat with joy under any physical circumstances, and with every beat, it causes whatever needs to improve, and to heal and not return. The law of attraction that organizes the universe organizes our life too, whether we want it to or not, whether we like it or not, whether we believe that's true or not. If we want our life to overflow with one experience after another for which we feel gratitude, we need to keep the floodgates open with a happy heart and a joyful mind so that we can receive more and more of experiences to be grateful for. Everything that happens, happens because we've attracted it with our habitual mood and attitude. Not just an occasional bad mood, but what we do on a regular basis, all the time. And so whether our mood is energized and apparently moisturized by happiness or dried up by lack of appreciation, where there's no flow, there's no direction for the healing to go. Charles Fillmore, who along with his wife Myrtle founded the Unity Movement, wrote, "It is the law of spirit that we must be that which we would draw to us. If we would draw to us love, we must be love, be loving and kind. If we would have peace and harmony in our environment, we must establish it within ourselves. And if we would draw to us experiences for which we are grateful, we must establish gratitude within us." We can choose to live even in the world today with a thank you on our lips and happiness in our hearts. A happy heart is good medicine, and it allows miracles every day to flow our way.